From the high ground of Texas, it's Pratt on Texas.
From the True Texan Studio, I'm Robert Pratt, and this is the Texas Hour from Pratt on Texas, your home for Texas political and news analysis, all done without a donor or management-controlled leash or muzzle, and by someone who's actually spent a lifetime in it all for the past, 35, 40 years, something like that, 30 years. Our Lone Star story of the day, the Daily Caller, has yet another reminder of how Texas House leadership has sunk its own boat by confusing working with Democrats with empowering Democrats. The big piece, even in border state, meaning Texas, Republicans fail to protect elections from illegal immigrants. Well, that's true. We'll take a look at that story that I actually covered back during the session, but we'll look at it through the lens of this new story in the Daily Caller. Our Lone Star story of the day is sponsored by Allied Compliance Services. Look out for your people and your bottom line by creating a more reliable and safer workplace with a drug or alcohol testing program from Allied Compliance Services. Visit AlliedCompliance.com or phone 800-411-6906. A pithy Ted Cruz line sums up so much and more news of Texas political and otherwise. Listen to Pratt on Texas anywhere, anytime, on demand, whenever it fits your schedule. Get a recording of today's show and other podcast extra interviews at PrattOnTexas.com. Well, the governor is off to Great Britain. He'll be there he's got meetings all the way through tomorrow. I think he went yesterday. And one of these economic development trips and tourism office trips. He set out for that. The big Reuters story, Dateline London, put up late last night. Britain will on Wednesday, meaning today, sign a letter of memorandum of understanding on trade with Texas, the biggest U.S. state so far to agree to such a pact aimed at boosting investment. Britain is seeking state-level deals with U.S. states while talks over a free trade agreement has been frozen since Biden and the Democrats took office. Yeah, they just tank with it. You know, Britain leaves the EU, which is the great liberal one-world government experiment and the giant nasty bureaucracy that makes a mockery, really, of representative government. And what, of course, do the Democrats and Joe Biden do? They freeze the whole idea of negotiating a separate free trade agreement with Great Britain. Today's signature with Texas marks the UK's eighth U.S. state-level pact, meaning UK firms now have access to states with combined GDP of £5.3 trillion sterling, the equivalent to a quarter of the whole U.S. economy, said their trade secretary. And the Texas is the second largest economy in these United States. Since taking office, Governor Abbott's led multiple of these trips: Cuba, France, India, Israel, Japan, Mexico. They've had business development missions to the UK, Germany, and France. The United Kingdom leads all nations for the number of foreign direct investment projects in Texas, and Texas is number one among the states for exports to the United Kingdom. In 2023, last year, Texas trade with the UK totaled $18.2 billion, making the UK the state's ninth largest total trade partner. In the last decade, companies from the United Kingdom have invested $8.6 billion in capital investment through 326 projects in the state of Texas, creating more than 18,200 jobs. Remember, one of the big ones lately was JCB, the big heavy equipment maker, construction equipment maker building here. And they are one of our biggest trading partners, and our ninth largest total trade partner is what the UK is, but they are one of the biggest investors in the state of Texas, and the governor has headed over, my friends, to see if he can find Kate Middleton. Ted Cruz has a theory on why people think Bidenomics sucks, even though the media's graphs say otherwise. It was a fun piece at Twitchy where they analyze all the social media. And it's true. The left-wing news bureaus are out everywhere with graphs. Graphs trying to tell you the economy's really very good. You're doing better than ever. Doug at Twitchy writes, there are two versions of what average Americans are going through when it comes to economic matters: what average Americans are seeing, and what Democrats and media elite types, which is all the same thing, are saying to those same that those same people are experiencing. Nobody's buying the gaslighting. Maybe they can't afford to. And they picked up on this story from PolitiFact that the Dallas Morning News ran. Why do so many Americans think the economy is bad when the data says otherwise? That's right. The Dallas Morning News ran this stupid story. Ted Cruz, Senator Cruz, up for re-election this year, remember, has one very simple theory for why so many people aren't buying the best economy ever thanks to Bidenomics spin. There were a lot of other comments on that, too, that were quite funny and pithy and everything, all at in the Twitchy roundup. But Cruz, he dominates it, and that's why he gets the headline, because it's the example of being pithy. I mean, saying it all very succinctly. Ted Cruz said on X, maybe, in response to this headline at the Dallas Morning News, why do so many Americans think the economy is bad when the data says otherwise? That stupid PolitiFact group that's nothing but a propaganda outlet. Cruz said, maybe it's because they've been to a grocery store in the last 3 years. Pretty much says it all, doesn't it? Way to go, Ted Cruz, for remaining connected to us all and to what's happening, unlike your colleague, your colleague up there, John Cornyn, who is now of the swamp, for the swamp, by the swamp, and everything else. Attorney General Paxton's office, the AG's office, announced the takedown of a Houston pharmaceutical opioid distribution network. They had a raid in Houston. Six individuals were arrested. They face all kinds of charges, conspiracy to distribute controlled substances, oxycodone and hydrocodone. It was one of them's an owner of First Choice Rx 245 Pharmacy and all kinds of other folks. A.G. Paxton's office also secured a guilty verdict in El Campo in a capital murder trial against Brandon James. It's the guy who killed Shane Singleton in a robbery in El Campo in 2021. This guy, Shane, went to a residence there to purchase a firearm. They had a deal. He arrived. The would-be seller entered the front passenger seat of his vehicle. Shortly, though, after that, that guy's buddies ambushed him. They surrounded the vehicle. James had a .22 rifle with him. Struggle ensued, and Singleton shot one of the Singleton shot one of the assailants in self-defense. Then this guy James shot Singleton in the back of the head, killing him. They fled the scene, and we got a jury. It took a jury only an hour to deliberate to convict this Brandon James. That led by the Attorney General's office. Agriculture Commissioner Sid Miller is announced today that the state of Texas Agriculture Relief Fund, the STAR Fund, has received an overwhelming response with over 1,600 individual donations of totaling over $800,000 to support relief efforts for farmers and ranchers devastated by the wildfires in the Panhandle. If you want to donate through the STAR Fund, visit Texas Department of Agriculture website for information. And the Harrison Davis Law Firm, reported by thetriallawyers.com, has taken legal action in the Smokehouse Creek fire. They filed a lawsuit in Hemphill County on behalf of rancher Pete Bonds and his family over the wildfires. The legal actions targeting XL Energy, Southwestern Public Service Company, which is their what they still are in Texas, despite the big branding change, and Osmos Utility Services. Bonds is a big family in ranching, former president of Texas Southwest Cattle Raisers Association, member of the Texas Cowboy Hall of Fame. They had immense losses, and again, they say this is a snap utility pole. They're claiming that the utility was all aware of and didn't take care of. Good news for Amarillo. Bell Helicopters gotten a nearly $500 million order from Nigeria for attack and reconnaissance helicopters, and a lot of the work on those will be done in Amarillo and some in Fort Worth. Back in a moment with more of the news of Texas on Pratt on Texas.
The news and commentary of Texas continues after this.
Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. Specialty Trucks of Lubbock finds good trucks and reconditions them to be ready to work for you and your business. Mike and Jason have repeat customers from all over the country, even Alaska. Call 806-687-1115 to get Mike and Jason working for you. Visit SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com and see their inventory. Solve problems and save money with Specialty Trucks of Lubbock. It's in the name, Specialty Trucks. SpecialtyTrucksOfLubbock.com.
Why does keeping up with the news have to be so hard? It's like sorting through a mountain of garbage. We're here to change all that. 21st Century Watch Magazine. It's quarterly, conservative, and completely free. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com. We'll never sell your information. Cancel anytime. Call 903-561-7070 or go to 21stcenturywatch.com for your free subscription.
Thousands choose Costa Rica for their dental care needs annually. It's a short flight from Texas. Even Southwest serves the country, and you'll get the exact same equipment and materials you get at home, but at a fraction of the price. When there, you're never far from a day at the beach, a dip in natural hot springs, or a walk through a rainforest. The food, lodging, and shopping is world-class. Texas Tech has a campus near our official dentist. Learn how you can have the highest level of dental care from our exclusive dentist at massive savings compared to the U.S. by clicking the DentoCare banner at PrattOnTexas.com.
Keeping Texas great. Here's Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. The Laredo Morning Times reports that former U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officer has admitted to smuggling migrants and receiving bribes to allow cocaine through a Laredo International Bridge. Emmanuel Isaac Celadon, 36, Laredo, pleaded guilty yesterday to these counts. Terrible story there. Some news I had in the stack yesterday and didn't have time to get to. A woman accused of abusing and neglecting disabled adults has been arrested in the Dallas area. This woman was operating apparently five group homes, and the report at Fox 4 and other sources say that, I mean, they weren't getting care. It's pretty bad. Regla Subacare or something, Becerra, I don't know how you say her name. Was operating these five homes in, Arlington, Mansfield, and Grand Prairie. Pretty sad what I've read about how these people were treated. Habitual stalker, pedophile sentenced to life in prison in Collin County. This is a very interesting story from over the weekend out of WFAA. A jury found Deketric Charante Love, 27, a Mesquite, guilty of burglary of a habitation with intent to commit invasive visual recording, and he gets life in prison. Well, you got to read the whole story. I mean, this stuff goes on and on, goes in, sets up cameras in little boys' rooms and stuff. He was already on felony probation for online solicitation of a minor at the time of his arrest. They found dozens of photos of children on his phone and video of his former coworker from outside her bathroom window. So apparently he goes after boys and girls too. And so he got life in prison. A Pasadena, Texas man accused of killing a 12-year-old was arrested at the border down in Brownsville. Terry Brian Rivera, 27, he's been on the run and is thought to have shot this 12-year-old at the apartment complex back on the 4th of March in, I think, the Houston area. Also, my friends, more than 3,000 East Texans data leaked in a Texas Health and Human Services Commission data breach. KETK says that the Health and Human Services Commission says a data breach might have exposed personal information to 3,392 people in Tyler, Texarkana, Longview, Marshall, Beaumont, and Nacogdoches. A staff member, they say, allegedly emailed spreadsheets with all that information in it to their personal email, so outside of the protected data envelope. And how about this out of Harris County? The Needville Hometown Journal newspaper owner's been arrested for online solicitation of a minor. Gary Martin, 63, of Guy, Texas, was under investigation by Harris County Precinct 1 detectives who were members of the Houston Metro Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Fox 26 said that they claim, police claim, he engaged in explicit communications with an online deputy, including plans to meet up to engage in sexual activity with what he believed to be a minor. This stuff's just awful. It's just all around us, isn't it? Today in Texas history, my friends, sponsored by Hub City Title, Lubbock's local title company. Reliable and responsive with fast turnaround. They have in-house title examiners at Hub City Title. It's hubcitytitle.com. They're Lubbock's premier title and escrow company. Use them. They sponsor our look at Texas history. Of course, we're in the middle of the Revolution in 1836. The news of the fall of the Alamo reached General Sam Houston and Gonzales this day. Tells you how long it took for word to get around because it fell on the 6th. He took over troops a few days ago and assumed command in Gonzales. The news of the fall of the Alamo just reached him this day, the 13th of March. in 1836. In 1848, the legislature passed a bill to establish a state prison for the first time, and, well, it's the prison in Huntsville. That's why that's the seat of all of that. And in 1849, Camp Leona on the Leona River was established in southern Uvalde County, established by frontier artist and military officer Captain Seth Eastman and his companies. The outpost was renamed Fort Inge and was part of the federal line of forts in Texas. Thanks to Hub City Title for helping us take a look at today in Texas history, hubcitytitle.com. Well, Biden and Trump have locked up their party nominations. I mean, places will continue on with their nominating, but the two of them have enough to have their party's nomination. There was a lot of headlines yesterday about Sunday night about a bloodbath at the RNC, so to speak. Actually, there were a few people told they had to leave and they could not reapply. Most of the positions, this is normal, despite what the media hypes it up to be, were all told their positions would end and they can reapply to the new leadership at the RNC. And this needs doing. They have not been getting the job done. It seems like they've fettered away a lot of money on things that don't matter, and they need the focus, and I'm glad to see it. That judge has dismissed a few of the charges against Trump in their case in Georgia against him. The whole thing is a joke. He's left some standing. This whole thing is un-American in every way possible, and this is the problem. You can have the nomination, but Trump is still facing criminal charges in lots of places. It's just, again, un-American, about the only way you can talk about it. Attorney General Paxton has proposed a new rule through the Office of Attorney General to try to put a little bit of accountability on these district attorneys all over the state, given that we have so much of the state's population now in the hands of soft on crime, let them go, it's not their fault, it's society that makes them rob and kill and rape and pillage and all that because, you know, they're minorities or just whatever. We've got a problem with that. And so the Texas government code permits the Office of Attorney General to require reports from district attorneys and county attorneys relating to criminal matters that are in the interest of the state. The information collected under this new proposed rule will assist us all in determining whether these local officials are inadequately prosecuting certain categories of crime, releasing dangerous criminals back into the community, engaging in selective prosecution, or otherwise failing to uphold their obligations. So the AIG and Ken Paxton finding a way through what's already in the law to demand more data from district and county attorneys of counties. Only counties with a population of 250,000 or more. And we don't like more bureaucracy, but in this case, it's certainly warranted. And if you missed our story yesterday, go back and take a look at it. I don't want to cover it all again here on the show today, but the issue is one of House leadership, members of the leadership's connections through stock in a particular bank that the disgraced speaker, Phelan, and then disgraced Bonin, have a role in. And I said the bank stock and bank jobs give a glimpse into the Texas House leadership circle. It all hints at why local voters matter less and less over time to some state reps as they get busy enriching themselves through their Austin political connections. Texas scorecard, breaking these stories, nobody else picking up on them, but they're documented. I mean, this is not speculation. And they talked about how Dustin Burroughs of Lubbock, another potential candidate insider for Speaker of the House or the behind-the-scenes kingmaker again, he was behind Bonin, disgraced Bonin, and the current drinker of the House, Dade Phelan. It's a two stories by Brandon Walton's. And, you know, everybody's now running for speaker because even if Phelan gets reelected, it's pretty well known he won't get the speaker's gavel again. I mean, my goodness, what members would want to put themselves in that position with him being at odds with the lieutenant governor and the governor completely? And again, Cody Harris of Palestine, one of the people potential candidate for speaker, gets hired by, after he's in the legislature and active, he gets hired by this Bonin Phelan connected Third Coast Bank. It then acquired Heritage Bank, where Dennis Bonin served as president, chairman, and chief executive officer. Bonin sits on Third Coast Board of Directors. It's flush with Feeland family members, including the speaker himself. And now we find out Dustin Burroughs in Lubbock owns, through in his wife's name, a bunch of shares in this bank now. And it really is an interesting, I don't think there's anything illegal about it. It's just a very interesting web of how these people become connected.
Pratt's back in a moment. After we hear from those who pay the bills.
Over the past decade, dozens of Pratt on Texas listeners have become part of a unique family of Dr. Sylvia Zuniga's dental practice in Costa Rica. Many have returned, taking friends and family. The high level of personal service given our listeners by Dr. Zuniga is amazing. From your initial no-cost, no-obligation inquiry, you'll be talking directly to Dr. Zuniga to determine your needs and answer questions. That direct contact never ends. It's as if you were among the super wealthy with your own specialist on call. Click the Dental Care banner at PrattOnTexas.com to get started.
Do you know a veteran in need? Nation's Finest, through the VA's Supportive Services for Veteran Families program, helps veterans and their families struggling with rent, employment, and other housing-related costs. Today, Nation's Finest operates more than 30 locations in California, Arizona, and Nevada, helping thousands of veterans every year. Visit nationsfinest.org or call 1-833-468-9676. That's 1-833-468-9676.
You are lucky. You know that? Every Thursday through Saturday for lunch and dinner and Sunday for that perfect traditional after church lunch, you don't have to go far to enjoy homemade, fresh, mouth-watering fried chicken and chicken fried steak, fabulous veggies, served family style with yeast rolls and unbeatable homemade desserts. The catfish is fantastic too. Where? At Pratt's favorite, Bell's Chicken Dinner House at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene, of course. Visit Bell's Thursday through Sunday at Ambler and the Winters Freeway in Abilene.
Welcome, Texans, and those who wish you were. It's time for more Pratt on Texas. Now, here's your king of the Texas commentariat, Robert Pratt.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas, ladies and gentlemen. In just a moment, we go to a new piece out from the Daily Caller, a national piece, titled Even in Border State, and they're talking about Texas, Republicans fail to protect elections from illegal immigrants. And I'll tell you, it's another perfect example, a reminder, and I actually covered this during the session on this issue, of how leadership has sunk its own boat by confusing working with Democrats with empowering Democrats. We'll get to that in a moment. I want to remind everybody that it's the 18th season of the Ragtown Gospel Theater, Glenn and Chip Polk presenting an original drama, 33 AD. First half is a really top music program, and then you get intermission at the beautiful Ragtown Gospel Theater up on the edge of the great escarpment of the Great Plains of North America, sitting in Post, Texas. Beautiful place. And then you come back and you watch the original drama by Glenn Polk, Chip Polk of 33 AD. It is fantastic. And it'll be showing again every Saturday through the 20th of April. You need to get there now. 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon, plenty of time to get there, plenty of time to get back before it's late, no matter where you are in West Texas, Northwest Texas. It's all about Pontius Pilate, Barabbas, Centurion, and Joseph of Arimathea, and it is extraordinarily thought-provoking, and I found it great. I mean, I'm still looking things up and thinking about it. I really enjoyed it, and you can find out all the details, get your reservations, your tickets for your group, whatever, ragtown.com. It's only $22 each, children and youth, only $10. That includes college kids with mom and dad, whatever. Veterans and active duty military are free. Ragtown.com, they do tons of groups. This is a first-class operation. You'll enjoy it. This theater is beautiful, nestled under the rim of the Caprock, overlooking beautiful vistas in every direction. And folks, it's not church, it's theater, but it's theater about Jesus and his good news for all. And I'll tell you, when you're there, it's sort of like Chip said in our podcast extra interview, it's just for those hours, everything's okay. And let me tell you, that is so absolutely true. What a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for folks in the region to go and say, go see 33 AD. You won't see it anywhere else. It is very well written. And it's at the Ragtown Gospel Theater. Go to ragtown.com. Get out there Saturday. Great use of your time. Much better than many of the other things we all seem to engage in this fallen world, this dying world, where we're surrounded at every corner by just absolute rejection of God's will and Jesus' great love for us and sacrifice for us. 33 AD. All right, my friends, even in border state, Republicans fail to protect elections from illegal immigrants. This is an opinion column by Mary Rook, who's a commentary and analysis writer at the big national Daily Caller. And here's how it reads. A Republican-led Texas State House of Representatives failed to pass a state constitutional amendment. In other words, it would have gone on the ballot for us to vote on. Requiring proof of citizenship before being allowed to register to vote. Despite the narrative declaring the opposite, election integrity is a relatively easy issue to tackle, and it begins with ensuring that the only people voting are eligible citizens. There's no denying that Texas is on the front lines of illegal immigration. Biden has left the southern border open, allowing hordes of illegal immigrants to enter. Instead of stopping the invasion, the Biden administration is actively fighting any efforts by the Texas government to secure their territory from the influx of unvetted people streaming into their state. On Super Tuesday, over 96% of Republican primary voters supported Proposition 12, which would signal to the Texas legislature to pass a constitutional amendment requiring proof of citizenship to vote. Our friend State Rep. Brian Harrison told the Daily Caller that GOP voters would be outraged, quote-unquote, to learn that the Texas House, under Republican Speaker, drinker of the House, Dade Phelan's leadership, quote, killed this election integrity priority as they killed every single other election integrity priority last session, end quote. He's right. Harrison refers to the vote on SJR 35, that's what would make it, you know, go on the ballot for constitutional amendment, which would have amended the Constitution to include only allowing U.S. citizens the right to vote. SJR 35 passed the Texas State Senate 21-9-1. In other words, it passed by 21 votes to 10. All Texas Senate Republicans plus two Democrats voted for the new requirement. Nine Democrats voted against it, and only one absentee vote was recorded. So it passed the Senate. The story in the House was different. Representative Harrison told the Daily Caller that Speaker Phelan did not prioritize the citizenship requirement despite election integrity being a top issue for Republican voters. Yes, this has been going on for a while now, folks. They've dragged their feet purposefully from the leadership crowd against the real important election integrity issues. Well, they did finally get a vote on this. Well, anyway, here's how it goes. The amendment failed because of a procedural issue, meaning it didn't have enough aye or nay votes to qualify for passage. It's because its constitutional amendment has a higher threshold. Two Republicans, including Phelan, and five Democrats were recorded as absent, and 54 Democrats voted present. So they used a parliamentary trick to stop it. Now, Phelan's people I've heard claim, well, the Speaker often doesn't vote on things. He just calls balls and strikes up there. Well, that's a lie. He votes on stuff all the time. Allowing an absent or present vote to be recorded lowers the number of members required for the bill to be adopted, and it failed. It's a cheap parliamentary trick used to kill bills without having to vote nay. By the way, they do this kind of thing all the time. What happened here is a very common tale, Harrison said. The Texas Senate passed a Republican priority to make it so that to vote you can only be a U.S. citizen. It came over to the Texas House, and Dade Phelan, not just him, but also his leadership team, did not work to pass it. In fact, he said, Dade Phelan allowed multiple people from his hand-selected committee chairman not to support it. If Dade Phelan and his leadership team wanted this to pass the House, it would have passed the House. To be very clear, it's not just Dade. There are a lot of people on his leadership team who want to scapegoat him now that he's in trouble in his primary. It's very important that people understand that Dade Phelan only did what he did with the full support of his liberal leadership team, end quote. Harrison said that on the day the House considered SJ 35, most of Phelan's leadership team, which included Democrats, were on the floor for the vote. He blamed Phelan for the bill's failure, saying he should have prioritized this because it was an election integrity issue. If it had been more important to the Speaker as it should be, he should have voted for it. He, countless times throughout the session, when there was something of consequence, would say from the dais, show the Speaker voting aye. In other words, this they keep telling you, well, the Speaker doesn't vote all the time. I see that in stories when they're giving cover for the Speaker going against conservative stuff. And it's not true. He does it oftentimes. He will say it. Show the Speaker voting aye. For example, he voted on the Paxton impeachment. He voted on that. He could have voted for this, according to Harrison. Phelan instead entered an absentee vote, And Harrison says that he didn't demonstrate leadership to protect election integrity and that it was an indefensible move at a time when illegal immigration is running rampant. At a moment when our state and nation are being invaded and the Democrats plan to turn them all into voters, the Texas House killed a constitutional amendment to require you to be a citizen to vote. It's outrageous. This is just another example of how the so-called Republican leadership team in the House betrayed their voters and the next generation. Now, we've had this bill other places. The group that supported this, Strategic Political Management, said the bill's failure was a massive disappointment in the 88th session. They intend to bring it up again. When I saw members of the House of Reps casting present votes on the citizens-only voting amendment, it was like a silent storm in the heart of democracy, said Charlie Colian, partner at Strategic Political Management. Each present vote was a thunderous silence, a gap where conviction should have stood, but this isn't the end. We're going to bring it back. Now, Phelan wouldn't reply to the Daily Caller about the story. The key element here is almost all your Republicans voted for this, but a bunch of people pulled this parliamentary trick of voting present, not voting. And who were a lot of these folks? They were the people that Phelan struck the deal with and gave power to in the legislature through committee chairmanships. Again, they misunderstand working with Democrats with empowering Democrats.
Keep that six shooter at your side. Fret on Texas. We'll be right back after this.
Warm weather evenings on the patio is a Texas tradition, and no one does it better or more tasty than Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse, and it's next to a lake with waterfall. You'll have access to comfortable surroundings, great service, premium liquors, beer, cordials, award-winning wine list, and great bar bites food at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse all spring, summer, and fall. Meet friends and colleagues and enjoy quality time on the patio by the lake at Las Brisas Southwest Steakhouse.
A bank with a triple threat. Now that's interesting. New Lubbock Leadership, a new branch in Palm Beach, Florida, and a checking account that offers 5.25% annual percentage yield. That's right, a checking account with rates like a CD from a bank that's been blocking out for you for over a century. That's smart. Vista Smart. Vista Bank, Texas owned and operated since 1912. Member FDIC.
Lubbock area friends, it happens every year when the weather warms up. Almost all the household pests hatch and spread at about the same time. Call Gafford Pest Control today to have your place treated inside and out. Then you won't be stuck like most people waiting up to 2 weeks or more to get treated. It happens every year without fail, so call now. Gafford Pest Control, 792-4292. Don't wait, as you'll end up waiting even longer. Call Gafford Pest Control now, 792-4292, and be sure and tell them Pratt on Texas sent you.
Pratt believes the best way to ensure limited government is to limit the number of libs and rhinos who get elected to office. Don't worry, he'll tell you who they are. Now, more Pratt on Texas.
Welcome back to Pratt on Texas. Back to this big piece by Mary Rook at the Daily Caller, even in border state, meaning Texas Republicans fail to protect elections from illegal immigrants. And again, most all your Republicans voted for this constitutional amendment, SJR 35. Which makes sure that clarifies that a voter must be a United States citizen in order to vote in Texas. And while the membership largely voted for it, and they'll tell you, oh, we all voted for it, leadership themselves didn't put a priority on this passing and let it die, even though it had passed the Senate, as they have done with a lot of election integrity bills. And what you see through this, and the speaker himself did not vote for it, and signaling to everybody, we're behind this, his committee chairman and a bunch of other Democrats voted present, not voting. That's how they did it, so that it changed the math on this and it sunk the potential constitutional amendment that we would have had a chance to vote on. What this demonstrates is that the speaker let those chairmen off the hook on this vote. Otherwise, that's what this person is saying. Look, if he had, Representative Harrison's pointing out, if he wanted it passed, enough of them, they would have gone along and we would have got this passed because they owe their power to him. And this is what I'm talking about. It's my column in this month's Buffalo Gap Roundup News, is that there has been and the press are complicit in this. They've tried to confuse the idea in every story about working across the aisle, working with Democrats, because most everybody says, look, it's a republic. We're supposed to work with the other people. That's not what I mean, despite there are a lot of being the fact there are a lot of inarticulate conservatives out there who say things in a way that just gives the enemy a hammer to pound them on the head with in front of the public, we're not confusing that. What we're saying is working with Democrats, sure, you work with everybody to pass bills. You work with everybody. But voters have not given Democrats the power. They have not earned it from the voters of Texas. They are not just a minority party. They are a very small minority overall, ratio-wise, in the House. So why do you then hand them power? Empowering Democrats to be able to block Republican priorities is not the same as working with Democrats. And that's how you explain and need to explain to people to beat this really low-brow, non-intellectual argument you keep hearing from rhinos and others that, well, I mean, come on, we're working with Democrats. We don't want this to be like D.C., blah, blah, blah. It's just bull. You know, by the way, even in D.C., Democrats and Republicans work together on bills all the time. It's just stuff they just know that people don't understand it. They know the press is going to carry their water for it, and the local press doesn't even know anything about it, doesn't care, never gives you the full story. Had the speaker wanted the election integrity bills to pass, he could have let them know because he did a deal with Democrats to have his power. But their part of the deal is he's going to give them a lot of stuff and let them have some victories. Think about that. Not just committee chairmanships, but victories and have some of their bills heard on the floor early in the session. When they say, you know, nothing else seems to get done, but they let a bunch of Democrat bills go up there. And it's a tug of war. I mean, he's made a deal with them. The point is, did he trade all the election integrity stuff for these Democrat votes? Well, that's what it appears. Because had he told these people, this one's one that is important, they would have went along. They didn't block other stuff. But it seems like all the election integrity stuff, and especially this one that simply makes clear in the Constitution that the state Constitution that you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote, this got sunk. And I'm glad to see the Daily Caller bringing this back up. Now, I know a lot of you, this is what I say about Republicans, conservatives often hand people the hammer, the enemy the hammer to beat them because they don't know enough or they're inarticulate. I realize that most of you believe that, wait a minute, I overheard somebody at a restaurant talking. I so wanted to go interrupt because they were good conservatives, but the stuff they were saying is just so wrong. Well, you have to be a citizen to vote. No, you don't. And in fact, folks, it wasn't really until the early 20th century that really became codified around the nation and the idea that non-citizens can't vote. I know that blows your mind. They're not legal to vote in a presidential election, but localities all through this country allowed people to vote. We are a country of immigration. We had wave after wave of immigration. You have entire communities of people in the Midwest who built the towns, the churches, and the farms and everything who weren't necessarily American citizens yet, who ran their local governments. I'm just telling you that the world has changed, and it was not uncommon, and that's these people I were hearing were telling, the other person couldn't believe it, that San Francisco and other places, he thought it was just San Francisco. No, it's all over the country. New York, there's lots of places and lots of localities in many states that have been passing deals where non-citizens can vote in local elections, like school elections if they're, you know, or however their state's organized, local city council elections. This is not new. It's been going on for some time. So what we wanted to do in Texas, so what I'm trying to tell you is there is a history of this being the case. In the early mid 20th century and forward, this sort of tightened up. That doesn't mean they're legal to vote in presidential elections or national elections, and people often misunderstand this. The problem we all have, of course, is if they let them get a ballot and everything's on the same ballot and they mark the ballot, and these jurisdictions aren't, you can bet most of these jurisdictions are not stopping folks from marking the ballot in federal elections, even if their state allowed them to vote in state elections. They're state elections, all of them, but for federal office. What we have no guarantee, and in fact, we can pretty well assume that people are letting them mark the ballots and then scanning the ballot, or however they do it, drop it in the box. Once it's in there, you don't know whose vote was whose. You can't pull it out. This is the problem with this. And in Texas, given the change in what we've been in, the societal and political change we're in, we need to enshrine in our state constitution that you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote, period, so that liberal Denton or Austin or any of these other places can't go and all of a sudden, and maybe, you know, school districts or subsets of the state, maybe it's defined differently. But the point is, we need to stop them in Texas from being able to let non-citizens vote in any election, including any subset of state government, which includes counties, municipalities, school districts, and utility districts, et cetera. So this was important. And it's not, I mean, the whole GOP caucus is for it, but the speaker did nothing to pass it. And in fact, appears to have in the background made sure that the Democrats could have this win. Again, he had to have traded those kind of things. Maybe not explicitly, but implicitly, he definitely traded those things to get Democrat votes. Bonin did it, Strauss did it, and now Thielen did it to become speaker. Well, Roddy, mean Robert, there was no fight in the caucus. That's because he announced that he had enough Democrats to win on the floor along with a handful of his buddies from the GOP caucus. And then the GOP caucus members had no other choice. I mean, unless they wanted to be on record opposing the speaker and ensure that they don't get any good assignments and don't get anything passed. And this is my column. I'm going to send it out to listener club members very soon. If you want to take a look at it now, go to the if you're in the big country, pick up a copy of the Buffalo Gap Roundup News. It's an important column because I remind you how all this stuff came about and why we're in this position. But it is very good to see that this is being brought up again in the national media. Because if Texas can't do it, I mean, here we are fighting everybody in the administration, going to the Supreme Court. We can't even take care of business on some of this stuff that involves the border problems, even though politicians and re-election all told you how tough they were on the border. It really doesn't even matter if they voted for it, the individual state reps, when they supported leadership that would let it get sunk, then they're guilty of that too, and for supporting leadership that made a deal with the devil. Time's out. Long live liberty, long live Texas, and may God bless us all. Adios, mis amigos.
Hear all the great Texas music Pratt on Texas is famous for by listening to the show on the air or by stream. 5 to 6 p.m. Central in Lubbock. Tune to 98.7 FM or 1420 AM on KWBF. In Abilene and the Big Country, tune to 96.1 FM Q Country.